Welcome to the Work Ready Now audio program. This program will help you to be ready for the world of work.
Students, in the last lesson, we learned about different various old skills that help us to perform well at the workplace, including effective listening skills. Today, we are going to learn about leadership. Students, what do you understand by leadership? Thank you, students. You might have said leadership is the ability to lead, organize, and inspire others to do things. Anyone can lead or be a leader. Let us listen to what is happening at Agakiriro. We start by meeting one new person in our story.
$250 minus $100, money used to buy the chicken feed. Whoa, there's a shortage in my report.
Students, this is Mutesi. Mutesi is the accounts keeper at Mr. Butera's farm. Now, students, let us listen to the story.
Hello, good morning.
Ah, Silas, good morning. I've been waiting for you. I need to show you someone here. Come with me.
Good morning, Mr. Butera.
Good morning, Mutesi. This is Silas, my new employee.
Good morning, Cyrus.
Mutesi is the accounts keeper of the storeroom. Mutesi manages the chicken feed.
Oh, wow. I'm pleased to meet you, Mutesi.
Cyrus, Mutesi is very trustworthy and dependable. I mean, she's very, very good and...
Oh, Mr. Otera, I almost forgot. We're almost out of feed. I don't want the feed running out altogether.
Ah, you see what I'm saying? She's also very good with her bookkeeping and tracking of supplies on the farm. What will I ever do without Mutesi? Anyway, I'm going to town and we'll come back later. We'll get stock, don't worry. Silas, you should come with Tebuka every morning to get feed for the chickens.
Students, why does Mr. Butera admire Mutesi? Thank you. You might have said Mr. Butera admires Mutesi because she's trustworthy, dependable, has good bookkeeping skills, and she's very good at tracking supplies. Let us go back to the story.
Tebuka, good morning. Let us go to Mutesi's workplace to get the chicken fed.
My friend, let's do it in this afternoon. I'm still sleepy.
No, why? Don't be lazy. Get up.
Okay. Let's go.
Mutesi, good morning. What is the feed for the chickens?
Silas, there is no feed for the chickens. Yesterday, Mr. Butera did not return. And the worst is that he's not answering his phone.
I guess I have a day off then.
We can't let the chickens suffer. Mutesi, what if Mr. Butera is in some trouble and can't come back? We need to do something. Let us get the feed ourselves. What do you think?
I don't know. I really don't know what to do.
Okay, I have a plan. Let us sell some eggs on the sidewalk until we have enough money. Then we can go to town to buy some feed ourselves. What do you think?
Students, how does Silas act as a leader? Thank you. You might have said Silas is acting as a leader by being creative, taking action, proposing a solution to a problem that he has seen, and giving directions to others. Let us go back to the story.
Eggs, 100 each.
Customers, eggs here.
Wow, very good to sell in the street.
Look at you. Instead of talking like that, you could better spend time giving water to the chickens rather than sitting and making fun of us.
Eggs, 100 each.
Silas, Mutesi, Tebuka, what in the world is this? What are you all doing here?
Oh, Mr. Butera, we are out of chickens' feed. So we are earning money to buy the feed ourselves just in case you did not come back soon. We did not want the chicken to suffer.
I had a breakdown and my cell phone was out of current. But I have brought the chicken feed now.
Uncle, it was Silas's idea to sell eggs on the street.
That is very good of you, Silas. Congratulations on your leadership skills. You know, leadership is not an easy thing, but it is very important. We all need to be leaders at some point in our lives. Tebuka, Silas has proven that he can lead others. Thank you, my boy.
Students, leadership is action, not position. This means that leadership is a quality, not a place or a title. A person can lead through actions. You do not need to be given a leadership position before you become a leader. We are all leaders. Thank you. Students, listen carefully to the story and imagine you are in the shoes of Fulaha's friends, Silas and Tebuka. How would you use your leadership skills to help the situation at work?
Paul and Sam recently began working at a busy restaurant in town. They noticed that safety and health procedures such as washing hands, keeping the kitchen surfaces clean, and washing vegetables before preparing food are not regularly done. How can they play a leadership role in getting their colleagues to change their behavior? Students, if you are Paul or Sam, describe how you would use your leadership skills to get your colleagues to change their behaviors.
Thank you, students. Let us hear what Paul and Sam do.
Paul and Sam have approached their supervisor to advocate for buying protective materials and having regular health and safety information sessions with colleagues on topics such as how to cut fingernails, wash hands, and wear gloves and masks. Also, they want colleagues to know about how to post signs for hazards, such as slippery floors, and how to wash vegetables and dishes. In what ways are Paul and Sam showing leadership skills?
Thank you. Paul and Sam are showing leadership because they took initiative to advocate for health and safety in the workplace. They are taking the lead in sharing what they know to improve restaurant hygiene and are exemplary, setting a good example on using self-health practices. They want to encourage and motivate everyone to participate. Students, let us bring our learning to real life. Try this activity in your own time. I would like to welcome you to respect government-established healthy and safety rules. Over this next week, think about yourself as a reader and try to take some actions to practice leadership skills. Also, think about leaders in your community and list the skills and attitudes that make them good leaders. Today, we learned how anyone can be a leader. Despite being new at the firm, Silas demonstrated leadership by being creative, taking action, and proposing a strategy to find chicken's feet, and this pleased Mr. Butera. In the next episode, we will learn about different types of employment in which the skills and values can be used. Don't miss it. Thank you, students. Goodbye.
This program was funded by the MasterCard Foundation under the Bright Project, Building Resilience in Tibet Through E-Learning. It is implemented by the Education Development Center, EDC, in close collaboration with Akazikanoze Access, aka Rwanda Polytechnic and Rwanda Tibet Board. The content of the program was adapted from the Hugukadukore Akazikanoze HDAC project, funded by the United States Agency for International Development, USAID.